With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. More Americans joined the unemployment line last week, but not that many more.
The Labor Department reports that jobless claims rose to 218,000 for the week ending December 23rd, an increase of 12,000 from the previous week. The four-week average of claims, which smooths out week-to-week ups and downs, fell by 250 to 212,000. Overall, 1.88 million Americans were collecting jobless benefits during the week that ended December 16, an increase of 14,000 from the previous week. Ken Lorman reporting.
Another $250 million worth of U.S. aid is being sent to Ukraine by the Biden administration.
The military aid package includes air defense equipment, 15 million rounds of ammunition, as well as ammunition for rocket systems and artillery. And with this disbursement, the U.S. has exhausted the funding it had set aside to help Ukraine fight the Russian invasion. The White House urged Congress to pass a new funding request so as to keep Ukraine's war efforts on track and to defend territory it recaptured from Russia. President Biden has asked Congress for another $61 billion for Ukraine, but some Republicans are refusing to approve the assistance without an agreement to tighten security along the U.S.-Mexico border.
The BBC's Shin Gagnoka reporting. Also at SRNnews.com, Republican Colorado Congresswoman Lauren Boebert is switching congressional districts, campaigning for a more conservative seat on the other side of the state. It may improve her reelection chances. She's entering the crowded GOP primary field with a seat held by Congressman Ken Buck, who is retiring from office. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 47 points, the Nasdaq 33 points higher. This is SRN News. Men's rooms in Canada will be looking a little different.
All federally regulated companies in the country must now place feminine hygiene products in the men's bathrooms to accommodate women who are living as men. The Canadian government issued the edict with the statement that, quote, employees must feel safe to use the toilet room that best reflects their gender. The policy is already in place for all Canadian government agencies and will now include Crown corporations, banks, airports, and train stations. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Despite the best efforts of clergymen and pro-family advocates, sports betting has spread rapidly across the U.S. since a 2018 ruling by the Supreme Court. So far, 38 states have made it legal to place wagers on ball games, but the odds for further expansion may be fading as state legislatures prepare to return to work in 2024. Proposals in a number of states have become bogged down by political resistance and competing financial interests. This is SRN News. Amazon Prime Video customers will soon notice a change in the service, the interruptions in that TV show or movie they're watching.
The company is following other streamers by adding ads on movies and TV shows starting January 29th. Prime members who want to keep their content ad-free will have to pay an additional $2.99. Netflix and Disney already have a dual model to earn revenue from ads or no ads with a higher opt-out fee. Amazon's also planning to include advertisements in its Prime service in the United Kingdom and other European countries, as well as Canada, Mexico, and Australia next year. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
Herb Kohl, a former Democrat U.S. Senator from Wisconsin and former owner of the Milwaukee Bucks, has died. He was a popular figure in Wisconsin, purchasing the Bucks to keep them from leaving town, spending generously on civic and educational causes statewide. Herb Kohl was 88. More details at SRNnews.com.